Join myself and Rabbi Bazak for some holiday escapade, adventures, experiences and tips. The Dadding Podcast, Give Me a Break, Holiday Special. Welcome back to Dadding, Give Me a Break, Family Holiday Special Edition. I'm Rabbi Fine.
And I'm Rabbi Bazak.
Right, we've got the last things to do now, which are nightmare stories and returning home. Two distinct topics, nevertheless. Right, what nightmare stories have you had on holiday? I'll start.
I'm not like trying to sound arrogant here, but I actually...
No, you've just got bad memory. Yeah. Right, I'll tell you one.
I've ever done anything. Anyway, you've got to go on.
So, who puts the sun cream on the kids? You or your wife? Or the kid?
It depends on the age, but generally, but both of us, to be honest, we're both quite good at it.
Nice. So I actually, it depends. We don't have a set rule either. But I took my son, this is the first day of holiday in Netanya. I took him to the beach, and I didn't put sun cream on his stomach because he was wearing a t-shirt in the pool in the sea. Right, and we got back, and he was absolutely terribly red all over his body. I mean, so much so we considered having him medically looked at. Basically, I totally forgot I hadn't put sun cream there, and I took off his t-shirt when we got to the beach. And in the water, you know, it's even more pronounced. You're laughing now, but it was terrible. He came back all.
Well, I know he's all right now.
Terribly red.
Oh, the poor kid.
He was the poor. Yeah.
I'm not sure. It might be just a very bad memory. I think we need to bring my wife in here. I think she'll probably remember one or two.
Just a special guest on the Dadding Podcast. All right, what do you do if things go wrong on holiday? We'll switch the angle slightly. If things go wrong, I don't mean like drastically wrong, like you're captured.
I do. I've got there's another rabbi in Israel,
mm-hmm.
Who is very similar to the rabbi in the previous podcast. In that his name is Dov Bear,
yeah,
and his name begins with C, yeah, and ends with N, yeah.
Keep going.
But he's Dov Bear Cohen, as opposed to Cowan.
Nice,
right? So he's also a lovely man, and he's got this mantra, which is a very good mantra, which is "Who would have thought," yeah, which is you basically say like this: "Who? I mean, we believe as Jews that kind of everything that happens is for the best." Yeah, so somehow this is for my best, right?
Oh, so who doesn't excuse dadding negligence? I know I didn't get any food from the supermarket, but it's all for the
I
best.
Know I only got sweets. I know, but I thought that would be the main thing that we need, right?
It's all for the best.
So it's not all for the best, but you say, who would have thought that the best thing for me right now is to lose my passport?
Ah, I like that.
I would have thought that the best thing for me would be to have my passport at the moment. Now, I mean, it does require a little bit of control this, but it does work sometimes. It's a good one. I find these type of mantras very useful. You know, like with my kids, when my kids are behaving like a five-year-old, the five-year-old is behaving like a five-year-old, I'll say, "Ah, you are behaving like a five-year-old." Because then it just diffuses the... Right, that's because you are a five-year-old. Yeah, totally reasonable, actually, the way you're behaving. Yeah, you're behaving like a teenager. Well, they are a teenager. That is exactly how they're supposed to behave. Like, they're not... I don't know why you're expecting anything different. So how do I deal with it? Those type of things. Or I just lose it completely. And we're quite relaxed on holiday.
Your kids fighting on holiday. Come on, what do you do? There's one ice cream left in the shop.
When kids fight on holiday, I use the "your mother's a tzaddikus." Your mother is a very righteous woman, and you are putting her under stress. Because I understand, there's no reason they'll listen to me, right? Absolutely none. The older ones feel a little bit. They're not the younger ones. The younger ones don't care. Yeah, the younger ones. And we've got two who are seven and five.
Right.
Who are literally scrapping all the time.
Right.
They're at it all the time.
Right.
Yeah. So there's not really much.
If you're listening, he doesn't mean you. He means others.
Yeah. They're scrapping. No, I don't mind it. To be honest, I don't mind it. Boys will be boys. Do you know what I mean? Like Tanya, my wife has great difficulty because she grew up with. She had primarily sisters, and so they don't fight that much in that way, to be clear, in that way, right? There's other ways they fight, but not in that way. But she's never really experienced like kind of two boys of a similar age who are like,
Really going for each other?
Going for each other all the time, yeah. They're literally like...
Right.
So me and my brother used to do it all the time. And as a result of that, I'm like, yeah, boys will be boys. They'll scrap a little bit. That's okay.
And they'll be okay afterwards. Right. I think there's a lot to learn from that, actually. We tend to... When we are in a mood with someone, it's like, oh, horrible. It's a long time. Yeah. Kids can fight with each other the next minute.
It's also important not to impose. We spoke about, last week we spoke about, or whatever it was, we spoke about different languages of love. But I think there's another element, which is people are different. It's really important, this.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids are brave.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids are not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to turn your kid into a brave kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they don't want to try it, then they don't have to try it. Yeah, and if the other, but and you, yeah, so you have to make sure. Meaning, and if kids are gonna, you know, some kids are quiet, some kids are loud, some kids are outgoing, some kids are flexible, some kids are structured. They're different kids are different things. So you have to make sure that we're taking that into account with regards to the parenting, with regards to the dadding on holiday. Nightmare stories again, like. Do you know what? The funny thing is if my wife listens to this, or if anyone who's been on holiday listens to me, like extended family, they'll be like, we'll give you a few for next time.
Yeah. Anyone who listens to this and knows any of Rabbi Bazek's nightmare holiday stories, please write in. Phone us, you'll be on the next one.
It's quite surprising because I can't remember any, because generally speaking, things go wrong like quite a lot for me. Do you know what I mean? Like being locked out and losing the car key and the car breaking down. But I can't think of any.
Mm.
There's one that I can think of on holiday, which is like a technical issue that the car broke down on. It wasn't work, but nothing much.
That's holiday prank. Obviously not as a married, upstanding citizen of a dad. Carl, you must have, when you were younger, done a holiday prank.
Yeah. The problem. Yeah,
I can't say.
I can't really say the top five. I can't say. I'll tell you one I did in university, which is a very good one.
Go on.
Yeah. Do you know Imperial Leather Foam Burst? You know what it is? It's like a can, and you spray a tiny bit of it, and it turns.
Okay.
Loads of foam.
Yeah.
So I sprayed an entire can of that. The entire can.
Yeah.
Into the toilet.
Okay.
In Hillel House. Nothing happens when it goes into the toilet. When you flash the change.
Oh, you're joking. Really? Like, all hell breaks loose.
So that was quite a good prank, I thought. But anyway, I've done quite good pranks, but nothing I can repeat.
I remember when I was on holiday, I think this is maybe the Portugal holiday. I was definitely with a whole group when I was about 18. Someone decided it'd be funny. We were staying in a 10-story hotel, 10-floor hotel, to ever so slightly when one of the boys were looking. Put their case in the lift. Just like ever nonchalantly, like with grace, it was with real grace. Like just put the case in the lift, and then like that was it. The door's closed. It's terrible. It's really horrible. We shouldn't laugh. Like it was just so clever and witty. Just a slightly case in the lift, and the guy. I mean, that was that. Right. Let's go returning home. Returning home. Part of the holiday is obviously spending time with family. But like any high in life, like any good experience. Even one where we do know there's always a holiday blip, and that's okay, but any wonderful family experience, you always have to transition back into normal life. Returning home.
Do you ever take the Mickey out of school and come back late?
Never. No, really? We never do that.
Yeah.
Neither with you, I'm assuming.
No, we wouldn't do anything like
Neither
that.
Neither would you advise anyone else to do that.
No, wouldn't advise anyone to do anything like that. No, wouldn't advise.
Move on. I like returning home to a spotless house.
How do you do that? It means you have to prepare it beforehand.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, returning to... In fact, we once got a message from our neighbours 2 days before the holiday was finished saying, does your house have an alarm? And we're thinking the worst. Does your house have an alarm?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what's happening? Because we once, on another occasion, went on holiday. We went on holiday and our flat got flooded.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible, terrible.
Anyway. Did you know about it on the holiday?
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Yes, but the landlord, we lived in Israel at the time, the landlord sorted it out.
Oh, thank goodness. Whoa.
But still, anyway,
very stressful.
So, yeah, so this one, we got a message from our neighbours, does your house have an alarm? And we thought, hey, what's going on here? And turns out they wanted to stock our fridge so that when we came back,
isn't that nice?
Of course, you don't have food when you come back.
Especially late at night or whatever. We're quite good. My wife's quite good at that. She often does that for people. She'll often buy, you know, your basics, your milk and bread, bit of cheese, a bit of tuna.
Stick it in there.
It's very nice. The spotless house thing, though. The problem with the spotless house thing is that I guess it goes back to the packing thing.
I know, it needs prior organisation.
But we often get the cleaner to come in before we come back.
That's good.
That's a basic start. Meaning, so we're basically okay.
Yeah.
There have been occasions where it's gone horribly wrong, and we've come back to the house, which is absolutely flying, which isn't a particularly nice experience, but we cope.
Right. Well, I once went uber modern that I ordered on the way back from the airport a Deliveroo to arrive at the same point that we arrived.
Yeah, you see, we fly back. We fly. I like to have the last holiday day being a day,
so you get back at night,
and then we get back later. We'll get a night flight. We'll get a red eye flight.
Painful.
Yeah, and I'll let school deal with the kids the next day.
Terrible. If you are a head teacher of a bad act child, listen to this. Make note.
Yeah.
Holiday albums.
Holiday.
Good, bad, irrelevant. Nice thing to do.
I get the kids to make PowerPoints of their holiday.
That's cool.
Because it brings them together, mm-hmm. it lets them share the experience, mm-hmm. and first of all, the older kids teach the younger kids how to do it in a very nice way.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so where do they get the pictures from?
They get the picture. We've taken pictures as we're going on along the holiday. Yeah, we do those stupid poses at different places.
Nice.
And then they tie them all together. I'm actually surprised about how many pictures we have, because I am a very bad picture person. I naturally don't take pictures of anything, unless it's like extremely funny.
Right.
And then I'll take a picture of it.
My kids have their own like little cute kiddie cameras, which they all want.
So there's loads of pictures on site, and it's very nice for them to capture it, I think.
As long as
they can enjoy the holiday and they're not trying to capture
the pictures ruin the experience. I think, like everything in life, it's important to frame things. I don't mean like putting a picture frame. I mean emotionally frame things.
Right.
If you tell them, we had an amazing holiday, let's hear the pictures, then you've almost in a non-improvised way, you've almost conditioned them to remember the holiday and have the nostalgia.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think photos play a decent part of that.
Right. It's very interesting what you remember from your holidays when you were young.
I think people remember things in photo form. If you think about a holiday, you are now remembering the photos. In fact, I think a lot of experiences, you remember your wedding, you're probably thinking of the photos, right?
Yeah, well, it's funny, about my our wedding, I literally don't remember a thing other than the photos. It's remarkable. Mm. Like, I can't, it was almost an out-of-body experience. It was a very strange experience.
Because you're old now, rather than
that. That is true. But I remember holidays, which is also what old people do. They remember things when they're much younger.
you're going on a cruise soon.
to a heritage trip.
Eastern Europe.
I remember different things from holidays. I'm wondering what are the moments that our kids are going to photograph in their mind of our holidays. You know, there's that commentary that talks about that if Reuven had known that the Torah would write about him, meaning that what he was doing would last for eternity, then he would have done it differently, then he would have done it with even more panache, etc.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes you have to remember these holidays are very formative moments for our kids, so we have to invest everything we've got in them.
100%. For those who've been listening, we wish you a fantastic summer break. For those who are on their summer break and things have either gone right, well done. If they've gone wrong, please don't blame us. But otherwise, hope everyone has a fantastic holiday and looking forward to the next series. Right,
keep
Zach?
Keep dadding, everyone.
That's the one, keep dadding. For listening to the Dadding Podcast, for more shiurim, classes, experiences, adventures, and events at Seeds, please check out our website or email our office.